pay respects to a woman who has touched everyone in this room. Beverly Barron, kind of went on. She was born February 11th, 1948. The oldest of four children to Harry and Ray. She graduated Franklin High School in 1966 and she went to the University of Washington. Following university, she worked at the Piccadilly Corner Olympic Hotel as a cocktail waitress. Then she worked at Rainier Bay at the Metropolitan Credit Union, first as a teller and then as a loan officer. Ben was very active in Hadassah, serving as treasurer and president. It was a very supportive charity to her. Ben was a lifetime member of SPH, Sephardic Kippur Polim, and always made generous donations. Ben loved to travel. She went on many cruises with her girlfriends. And her last cruise was with her father when he was 92 years old, when they went to the Panama Canal. When they were on the cruise, Beverly and Harry complained they couldn't see anything. Beth, because she was too short to see over the people in front of her, and Harry because of his poor eyesight. After Beth's mother passed away, she moved in with her dad for back there. For 7 years, she put her life on hold to take care of him, along with her siblings. She never felt that it was a burden. She took it all as a loving daughter, showing the utmost respect for the man she admired the most, her father. Many would have seen it as Bev sacrificing her life for her dad. But of course, Bev didn't see it that way. She saw it as a special opportunity to spend time with her dad. Bev had many close friends, but her two closest friends were Marsha Pressman and Carol Bernstein Aleha Shalom. Marsha, you've been a fantastic friend throughout those many years of illness. You were always there for her during her many chemo sessions. You talked all the time. You really were like sisters. And Bev wanted me to tell you that in her last few days. She mentioned you often. Bev, she loved to shop. Her favorite TV channel was QVC. She really enjoyed going to craft fairs, pop concerts. But more than all of these things that people say about people's lives, Bev loved people. She had a phenomenal memory for relationships. She had a story for every occasion and was a great storyteller. She was really interested in what was going on in your life. She never let you think for one moment that she was scared or worried. She handled her cancer with such dignity and courage. I want to ask Bev, when did you learn to always be so optimistic, so upbeat? And she told me that her parents instilled such warmth and encouragement that she couldn't imagine life any other way. She told me how in high school she took Spanish 1 year. And the teacher was so condescending to her whenever she would mix up her Latino with her Spanish that it made her cry. And one evening she came home from school crying and her father asked her, "Why are you crying?" And she told her, and she told her father, "Because I'm loud in Spanish. I feel awful. I can't do it." And Harry told her, "No one should ever make you feel that way about anything." And Beth decided to persevere with her studies. And she worked so hard that she got a C on her Spanish. And the way that she felt getting a C, that we all know that Harry and Ray took great pride in academic accomplishments, I think she got a better present with her C in Spanish than she did with any of the other grades that either she or her siblings received. Bev learned from this experience a number of important life lessons. She learned to never give up on things, no matter what. the importance of being encouraging when things are difficult, and not to be condescending or critical, and to not let negative comments and thoughts get the better of her or anyone else. One of Bev's disappointments in life is she never learned to read Hebrew. That never stopped Bev from learning, and even in the last 3 years where her cancer really curtailed her activities, she made every effort to go to my weekly Torah portion class on Thursdays, and not only that, she would bring Renee with her, and she would share it for her, that she'd have a whole group of women coming, not just for her to learn, but that she could learn it socially with others, and that was very important to her. Bev was a beloved aunt to all her nieces and nephews, a tremendous cousin. She was a wonderful sister to you, Isaac, and Renee, and to Jack. She loved you all so much, and I know, and we all know, from the great care that you took throughout the years of her illness, but especially these last few months, the care, the dedication, the attention. Jack, the number of times you flew in to be here, to spend special Shabbatot, they were highlights for her. She never looked on herself thinking, why me? She would look forward to it. She said, this is an opportunity for me to spend more time with my family. She loved those special Shabbatot with her siblings. Everyone visited Beth during her last months in hospice care. And many of us, myself included, it can be very difficult visiting someone on hospice. But Beth had such a personality that you didn't feel like you were visiting someone on hospice. She was always asking. She always had a story, Howard, because she was asking, how are my kids? How are people doing? So are you going on vacation? There was always questions about what was going on in other people's lives. There was never a moment of her feeling sorry for herself. This was the reason that we all came to love Beverly, and when we are all feeling the way we feel right now. We all got so much from visiting and spending time with her. She enriched our lives, and we are so much the poorer without her. I want to quote a short message which Greg Rohr sent to the family, which with permission I was given to read, which really sums up Beth, and it goes as follows. By teaching us how to die, she told those of us who were with her in these last few months how to live. She told us to smile when things are going good, to smile when things are going bad, to live life up until the very end with dignity and outward optimism, and to appreciate those around you. But most of all, to face what life throws at you honestly, and to never, ever feel sorry for yourself. Tehei nishmata tzururah v'tzoruch ha'im v'gan eden, amen k'lihi ratzon.
During Beverly's brief stay my now hospice program, in addition to our daily visits, we'd call Bev in the morning, and sometimes Bev would call us to let us know just how her night went and how she was doing. Or in reviewing our voice messages, I found a message from Bev dated July 12th that had not been erased. At that time, she had been in hospice care for close to 2 months. The sound of her voice was that of a truly happy and cheerful person. She said that she had a great sleep. She was happy to be able to get up in the morning to attend to her needs. I wish I could replay this voice note so you can hear a voice, for then you would hear the true essence. For the past 13 years, every fought cancer. The real battle, however, was that in spite of all the pain and suffering she endured, despite all of the adversity, she maintained her inherent good nature, her positive and happy disposition, and kind demeanor, and the faith in God. If you can become self-absorbed in one's own problems, to become callous to the suffering of others through the constant pain from within, and to become depressed and take on the why me attitude. And instead of giving to others, just give to yourself. And yet, in spite of all that, maintain the thoughtfulness and sensitivity of others, putting others' needs over their own. Even though she was in treatment for cancer, at times difficulty walking and managing her own needs, she moved into Dad's top house after her mom passed away to make sure she was looked after. And later, she took care of Auntie Anne's affairs and was her advocate. As well, then while in hospice, as she expressed sadness more than not for what she was going through, but how her situation impacted our lives. This was a true major. Every one of us has battles, but the battle is not always with the adversary we think we're fighting. The battle is within ourselves. The battle is that, in spite of what God and the world throws at us, we should strive to be good, to be kind, to be thoughtful, sensitive to others, and to maintain faith in God and His judgments. And while it is true that cancer was her demise, she wanted her true to help them with her. We deeply thank Hashem for giving us the length of time we had with our beloved sister again. And on behalf of my family, we are sincerely grateful for the love, support, and well wishes you have bestowed upon us. We are truly blessed to be part of this.